Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are going to share with you today on the subject of the Feast of the Lord, and specifically the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feasts of the Lord, they are not Jewish feasts, they're Old Testament feasts. In Leviticus 23, verse 2, he says, "Concerning the Feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." These particular feasts, they're his feasts. And a feast is an appointment or a fixed time that they were convening, the assembly of all the people, convened for a definite purpose. It was a holy convocation. And this particular word, convocation, is makraw, which refers to a rehearsal. And this is something where they were rehearsing time after time after time what was going to happen when the real fulfillment of it occurred, which is what Jesus has done, because he's the one who fulfills the feasts. He has fulfilled the first four feasts on the exact day. The last three will also be fulfilled on the exact day, and they are yet to come. These seven feasts are during the three major feast times. One is Passover, which is in the first month of Aviv. The second is Pentecost in the third month, Sivan. And the third is Tabernacles, which is in the seventh month, which is Tishri. Passover has three feasts. It has Passover, Unleavened Bread, and Feast of First Fruits. The Passover was on the 14th day of the first month. That's the very day that Jesus was put upon the cross as the Passover lamb sacrificed for us. He was made sin for all of us, as it's all the sins of mankind were laid upon him. The second feast, Unleavened Bread, and this began on the 15th day, which was the day that then, for 3 days and three nights, Jesus was in the heart of the earth. And then the third feast, which is First Fruits, was always on the morrow after the Sabbath. First Fruits speaks of the resurrection, and Jesus was raised from the dead, being born from the dead, the firstborn from the dead, the first fruit, the new creation that Jesus brought forth as he was born from the dead. It says it's the Feast of First Fruits. Jesus was the first fruit, singular, but the fruits included the Old Testament saints. We see in 1 Peter 4, 6, it says that the gospel was preached unto them that are dead, that they might be judged according to those that are living. And so they had the opportunity to hear the gospel. Of course, they received, they got born again, and that was the rest of the first fruits company. And so we see the fact that that was the fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits. Jesus did it on the exact day. Then the fourth feast, which is in the second season, Pentecost, in the third month, that was 50 days after the time of the first fruits. And so 50 days comes to Pentecost, which means the 50th, and this is the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the very day of Pentecost. See, all these were fulfilled on the exact day. God does things on the exact day, right on time. And he did this pouring out the Holy Spirit, and that was the time, the birthday of the church. Now people that were alive could be born again. That continued the harvest of believers, of people that were going to come into reconciliation with God, relationship with him during the church age, which has lasted over this 2,000 year plus period. So here we see that Pentecost has been completed on the exact day. Now we come to the third feast season, which is Tabernacles. This particular feast season is in the seventh month, which is Tishri. Now, this particular month, it's the time, it's usually like September or October, and this year in September. In the Tabernacles season, there is the Feast of Trumpets, there is the Day of Atonement, and then there's the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Trumpets is on the first day of the seventh month. The Day of Atonement is on the 10th day of the seventh month, and beginning on the 15th day is the Feast of Tabernacles that begins on the 15th day of the seventh month. These are the feasts of the Lord. And in Deuteronomy 16, 5:16, it refers to unleavened bread weeks, which is talking about Pentecost and tabernacles. In Exodus 23, Pentecost is harvest or weeks. And then tabernacles, it calls it ingathering, because this is all prophetic of the ingathering of the souls, because there's going to be a great harvest. Of course, it was the time at the end of the harvest period where they would gather in their crops. But this is all type pointing towards the great harvest that God is bringing in these last days before Jesus Christ is going to come back. Now, all of these are shadows of things to come, as it says in Colossians 2, and also in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. It says these are shadow, all these things in the law, and all these things that you see, physical types and shadows of spiritual realities that come to pass in the New Testament. Now, this festival of trumpets sounded throughout the land, and it called the nation of Israel, which is calling the church, to prepare for the coming Day of Atonement, the Day of National Cleansing. That's the time which will be fulfilled when Jesus comes back to bring judgment, because that was a day of judgment. And that's why the high priest had to go in, put the blood on the mercy seat, and there was a covering over, not a doing away of their sins. And so then God, of course, would not judge them. But what's going to happen on this day, and the ultimate fulfillment here, will be judgment will come on all those in the world. We're going to see the Battle of Armageddon at that time, and there's going to be great judgment. Now also, this time of trumpets is biblically known as the day of the sounding of the shofar. It's also called Rosh Hashanah, which means the head of the year. It's the beginning of the civil year. Now, we already mentioned it's the Feast of Ingathering in Exodus chapter 23 in verse 16. And so these feasts were major encounters between God and his covenant people and his dealings with them. Now, remember that Israel was restored as a nation, and so now we see that we certainly are in these end times, and we know that we are in the last days approaching this time when Jesus is going to come back. But it's not ready yet, because there's so much to do, as you will see as we're bringing forth this message. Now, this blowing of trumpets that they would blow, there's a scripture over in Nehemiah chapter 8 that indicates what this was about, what they were doing. In Nehemiah chapter 8, it speaks of it in the second verse, and it speaks of how Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. Anytime you see something about the seventh month, you know it's talking about something to do with the end times and prophetic of what is going to happen before Jesus comes back. He read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning till midday, so the people could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. This speaks of the fact that as we are approaching the coming of the Lord, the Word of God is coming forth in revelation to the body of Christ, and the people are supposed to receive that Word. They're to be attentive to the Word of God and to receive that understanding as the Holy Spirit has been sent to bring forth a spiritual understanding. Ezra opened up the books in sight of all the people. And in verse 7, it speaks of how they caused the people to understand the law. That shows you that God is going to bring spiritual understanding as you hear the Word of God. You've got to study the Word. You've got to spend time in the Word. And the result was, down in verse 10, it speaks of that the joy of the Lord was their strength, their fortified place. Now, where's the joy of the Lord come from? It comes from the Word in you and the revelation that God brings. The Bible says in Jeremiah 15:16, that thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart. This is why it's important to be preaching the Word. People that aren't preaching the Word and aren't studying the Word, they're not going to get the revelation, and they're not going to get the understanding that God wants to bring forth. Now, another thing that we see about trumpets. Trumpets is about the time when they would come to meet with God. In Exodus chapter 19, in verse 10, where the Lord said to Moses, go into the people, sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And the third day in the morning he showed up with the thunders and the lightnings and the cloud, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud. So the people were in the camp that trembled. And so Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed longer, louder and louder. And God answered him by a voice. What this speaks of is this is the time when they met with God. And trumpets is the time when you hear of trumpets. It is speaking an alarm or speaking of a calling of an assembly of the believers to come and to meet with God and to hear him. Well, we've already seen that in Ezra that in the time of this seventh month with the trumpet sounding is the time of the revelation of the Word of God. Of course, they responded and they said, all that the Lord says we will do. And they read the Book of the Covenant and they committed that they were going to obey it. And that's what God is wanting to bring the body of Christ to. You and I are to meet with God, hear His Word, receive revelation and understanding, commit to do the Word of God, be obedient to it so that God can accomplish His mighty work in your life, praise God. And that's exactly what He's wanting to do, is every one of us are to grow up to maturity and go on to perfection in these days, because Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, that's holy and without blemish before Him, unrebukable, unreprovable, that is walking in holiness before the Lord. Now, another thing we see about trumpets, Leviticus 25, where it speaks of the trumpet of the Jubilee sounding, and this particular trumpet was sounding on the 10th day of the seventh month, and this is the time the trumpet proclaimed liberty, and that is coming forth in this particular day and hour. The acceptable year of the Lord, which is the year of Jubilee, is already declared by Jesus when He said that this is fulfilled in your hearing in Luke 4, showing the fact that Jesus is our Jubilee. He brings freedom and liberty now, and He's going to bring the ultimate total liberty when He comes back and brings the judgment upon all those in the world that have not obeyed the gospel of God. But the Jubilee is the time when everybody could return to all their property, all return to their family, all the areas where the things they'd lost was returned to them. There was total restoration, and that's what this speaks of. God is at work to bring total restoration in your life of all the things that the enemy has stolen from you. Over in Joshua in chapter 6, we see another case with the trumpets. Here we see in verse 4, the seven priests, they were bearing before the ark the seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the ram's horn speaks of Jesus, of course. The shofar is a type of Jesus. Remember the ram in the thicket that was provided in Genesis 22, verse 13, when Abraham was going to offer up his son, and instead of him doing that, God provided that ram in the thicket, and He spoke that God Himself will provide that lamb, and of course that was prophetic of Jesus being the Lamb who was going to go to the cross and pay the price and accomplish the redemption for mankind. Well, here with the seven trumpets of ram's horns, and it says the seventh day they compass the city seven times, priests blow the trumpets, and it comes to pass when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shout with a great shout, the wall of the city falls down flat, and the people ascend up, every man straight before him. Here, this speaks of the fact that now we're coming to this time with the 6 days marching around the city of like 6,000 years is a type of a day is 1,000 years is as, and the seventh day, and this is the point where He blows this thing seven times, and He's going to meet with the people. They hear Him, they obey Him, His glory is going to appear, there's a long blast of the trumpet, and here people go up to meet Him, and that speaks of the church being caught up to meet the Lord in the air and ever be with Him, because trumpets is about the second coming of Jesus Christ and the church being caught up to meet Him in the air, because remember, He's coming in clouds, and we're going to be caught up to meet Him there. We'll talk more about the Feast of Trumpets. We'll talk more next broadcast. Be a doer. God bless. I want to invite you to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, where we teach the uncompromised Word of God, scripture after scripture, subject after subject, displaying all of the scriptures by video for you to see. We also minister deliverance and healing continually until you are set free. Service times are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.